Jennifer, her brother died when she was a child, but I see him a lot when I'm around her.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that he won't leave because he's protecting his sisters, like, refuses to go anywhere. So I was wondering if, like, it's possible for a person to have, like, some kind of okay to stick around.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not okay. You can tell him, when you talk to him, you tell him that if he goes into the light, he can come back when she is in need, and he will have far more authority and actually can do something. He can't do that much while he's earthbound. He's earthbound. And you might have a love, ask the Band of Mercy to bring a loved one forth to talk to him, to explain to him what's going on in the name of Jesus Christ. Because I've worked with people who have thought that they wanted to stay because of their mother or their sister or their wife or whatever the case may be, and found out that they actually can do, like, protection when they go into the light and come back.
They can do more.
They can do, yeah, they can actually protect them. They can call upon legions to help them and protect them.
Both her grandparents won't leave either. So
I don't really know.
Got a close knit family, huh?
I mean, super close, like.
But see, it's not healthy.
Yeah.
It's just not healthy.
Is that a control thing? The wanting to protect?
Yes, it is. But it, again, it's illusionary because they really can't do anything. Example. I had a lady that came to see me, and she wanted to make contact with her brother, who had passed. And her brother had actually gone into the light. And she was with this guy that would just beat her up. And her brother was able, and I didn't know that they could do this, but her brother came back and scared the tar out of this guy that was beating her up and knocked him backwards, and he left. And didn't bother her again. And I recounted the situation to her as her brother told me, and she said, yes, that is what happened. So yes, if they go into the light, they have a better way of being able to protect their family members. So ask the Band of Mercy to bring a loved one forth that can explain that to them.
Because a lot of people are taught through their religions that once you go, you're there.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Are you go to heaven or you go to hell?
Right.
And most people are terrified that they're not going to go to heaven. We don't have a lot of reinforcement in that we're going to go to heaven. We've got a lot that we won't. Yes.
And since we've got a lot of new people in here, I thought maybe it'd be a good time to mention that that exact thing that you described is on the blog section of the website.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. I've got a whole
section. Exactly what you described.
I've got a whole section on my webpage, on the blog, that explains all of this. And you can go there and get all that information so I don't have to go over it and over it and over it on a Friday night. I'm trying to keep the Friday nights fresh with new information and hopefully with good questions. But if you want to know that information, it is there. And I think I recounted that particular event. Yeah, that's a good question. Anything else?
It begs the question, as far as when someone goes into the light, how much of their focus, spiritual focus, do they back on earthly concerns, and how much is on following this whole further? Would you say that it maybe holds the soul back from growth if they focus too much on the earth plane?
Absolutely. This is all illusional anyway. The earth plane is illusional. Stuff is illusional. It's just stuff. What I
should maybe focus on?
Soul growth.
Does that mean after?
Well, the thing is, Steve, you have a spiritual body, okay?
Muslim setting, how to grow a spiritual body.
Yeah. What I find is this. People come to me and they want to know if their mother or father or spouse or brother or sister are happy with them for the decisions that they made with their estate. And are they mad at them because they weren't there to say goodbye? And what do they want them to do about earthly situations? Do they want their brother to take care of their kids? All these questions come into their minds. And then I make contact with whomever it is on the other side, and they go, your choice. I'm done. That's not mine anymore. It's not my concern anymore. You make good decisions and choices. I respect whatever you choose. I don't care about the house. I don't care about the money. I don't care about those things anymore.
When you look at it from a traditional Western...
If they're in the light.
In a traditional Western belief system, everything that it wants in that life is pretty important even after you're gone. But if you're looking at reincarnation...
No.
You're looking at going further.
I know that. But when you get over to the other side, you then begin to understand that this place was a place for learning. Okay? This was, the stuff was unimportant. It's not important anymore. And whatever your belief system is here, when you're there, you're going to find it's entirely different. The truth is entirely different. Now, whether you believe in reincarnation or not, it makes no difference. You find out it does happen. Oh well. If you believe that you were going to go to heaven or you were going to go to hell, you find out that isn't entirely true either. You still have choices to make. So your belief system here, the only thing it can do is keep you from going into the light. It doesn't shape you after you go into the light. Is what I'm saying. Because you wake up.
Into truth.
You wake up. Now, what you want to do with that is your choice. If you want to lay around on a cloud, I suppose you can do that. You know, if you want to go to kindergarten through university, that's your choice too.
Well, I remember one time you said a couple months ago, this one guy went there, he was poor.
He was.
He couldn't go to university or nothing? Or what?
He could have.
But he just didn't want to do that.
He wanted to do what he wanted to do. Okay. He got a truth, but it was not what he wanted. Yeah, he was an FBI agent.
Awesome.
But he had only been there for a short period. Yeah. He was bored. He wanted to work cases. Yeah, he wanted to work cases. And he'd been over there for a short period of time. And he made the comment, I think, to the family. I think it was really kind of his way of kidding with them, to letting them know that it was truly him. They will do that kind of thing. But if you're interested, all that information is there, and you can read it. Make yourself knowledgeable. But we always like questions. Any other questions?
I do.
Yes.
There's been an abundance of sinkholes lately.
Yep.
That you've seen in the news. We're going to start seeing more earthquakes, or those the leading up to the earthquakes?
Well, we take so much out of the earth. I'm sorry, you know, after a while you take so much out of the earth, you leave a hole. You leave caverns, and they sink. And the earth is consistently moving and shifting and changing. The plates of the continents are moving and shifting and changing. And yes, there's going to be more earthquakes. There's volcanoes.
Are they the cause of,
No.
Okay.
No, these are natural. They were at one time filled with water. The water's not there anymore.
Gotcha.
This is limestone.
And after a while, it gives, it's not strong. It's not strong. It gives what? So these are all natural. It happened at Brinkley, too, a while back, a few years back.
I saw one of the lake that was disappearing in Europe that there, they found out there was a sinkhole under it. That it was a whirlpool, and I didn't know where it was going.
That's,
I mean, a large lake.
That's called the Earth. You can always expect... You can always expect those type of things to happen. You pull oil and oil and oil out, you're going to have problems. In St. Louis, they have problems with where they've, I guess, coal mine. They've done coal mining, and they build houses over the tunnels where they pulled out the coal, and then they get sinkholes. The houses collapse into the tunnels. So they give people that have built their houses over these tunnels $150,000 to rebuild a house someplace else, I guess. I don't know all the details on it. I heard it from a friend of mine.
So they're basically, because there was something there and now there's not, there's a void.
There's a void. So it's going to be filled.
And it doesn't have, right, and it doesn't have anything to do with earthquakes.
No.
I was starting to see similarities that all of a sudden sequel. Oh, earthquake.
No. Okay. No. Oh, you're asking me if they're in common. No.
Yeah.
No. And then you've got your mudslides.
Those are horrible.
Yeah. That's called living on the earth. You never know what's going to happen.
And we're going to see more and more of that this year, right?
We'll see a fair amount, yeah. Let's hope it doesn't happen to Little Rock, Arkansas.
But you said a lot of coastal.
Yeah, there's coastal stuff.
And also, a question about, you were talking about the Pacific seafood. Has that time come yet where we have to be worried yet about
radiation?
That? Yes.
I didn't give you that information, per se. I mean, I was here. It came through my body.
I don't remember right.
All that came through. But and I haven't read it yet. So. It's my understanding that they are having some problems with the radiation coming through. There's going to be more problems because they're not fixing anything. The problem is not being fixed. So, yes, there's going to be more. There has been some work done to counteract that has helped, spiritual work. Will there be problems in the future? I think so.
Have you heard anything, because you told us about seafood and stuff like that, to beware of it.
Beware of it.
Still?
Yes.
I mean, it's come to that point now to start being concerned with it?
We're not concerned yet. It's
okay.
Just starting. All of this is just really starting. You'll see more of it. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Something very pertinent to say on that. Last Monday, I went to what was called Science Cafe, and she had three physicists and doctors that deal with radiation and this kind of stuff. And I had all kinds of questions. And when I asked those questions, they never gave me a straight answer. And I asked them about the Fukushima event, about the radiation in the water. It's like they're in denial.
Well, sure.
And I was really shocked because I thought I would get some type of pertinent information. Got nothing.
Or are they giving you a public?
And these are guys that are physicists that have been in the industry for 20, 30 years.
Did they deny it?
It was
or just
a deflection.
It was a political answer,
obfuscation,
huh?
Obfuscation. Yeah. And I was really surprised because I thought I would get something. And believe it or not, the only pertinent information came out of the guy that was in the audience. He was talking about hydrogen gas therapy for radiation, and it works.
Does it?
Yeah, I looked up on the web, and it works. But you have to breathe hydrogen gas.
Wow. Yeah.
That would be interestingly dangerous.
That would be, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to smoke around that.
No.
I need gas.
No.
Make your voice hot.
No, that's
helium.
It's lighter than helium.
I think so, it yeah, would.
Probably you can get higher.
He'd probably get really high.
Yeah, I was just shocked. I mean, I wanted to put that out because they're not saying anything about the fish. They're not saying anything about the atmosphere.
Sorry.
Yeah, and I was like, well, what are we doing here if you're not going to give out any information? So That's what you're supposed to be doing, is answering questions.
Well, you know, it's a very simple thing. There are ocean currents that carry the radiation from the leaking radiation, which comes right up the California coast and I guess Alaska and the islands.
The only thing he said was that it will affect the northern Pacific, not necessarily the southern Pacific.
Well, he's right on that, because of the currents. Right. But given time, is it just going to stick there? I don't think so.
It'll mix it slowly.
Sure it will.
Over the years.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're hoping it'll just lessen it.
I think they're in the number.
I think you're right. Well, we don't want to panic California.
So, if y'all have any questions, please be willing to bother presenting.
I think that's a lot of it. I think that's what Jeff was just saying. They're trying to keep everyone calm and, oh, it's all okay. It's all okay. Don't worry about it. We got it under control.
So that's
yeah.
And that's a political thing, too. Yeah, that's.
Well, all I can say is I don't know what to say. It is what it is. I hope that I don't see it getting better. I don't know. I hear little bits and pieces about it where they found so many parts that's really, really high of radiation in the water in the ocean. Then you don't hear another word. Nothing. It gets subdued.
Where's radiation coming from?
Japan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
enough. Yeah, it's not being throughout the oceans around that edge.
They're using water, and some of the groundwater is coming through the cores, all three cores that are in the ground, and it washes out to the ocean. So it's contaminating the ocean, and the initial blast contaminated the air.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Would you mind explaining the significance of certain numbers, 3, 7, etc.?
Numerology?
No, it goes back to sacred geometry. Mm. I'm not real good on sacred geometry. It's not my forte. The shapes in sacred geometry have specific vibrations. And those vibrations can be very high or they can be lower. The number 3 has always been considered sacred because of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And I have found that it actually is. It does work that way. But I'm not an expert on sacred geometry. If you really want to get into that, you really want to get into the keys of Enoch or get into the books that, especially the Keys of Enoch, I believe in that book. And there you can get better information on it. I'm not proficient in that.
Isn't that book with the song, Seals of Solomon?
Well, that does a little bit, but it actually gets with the seals, the angels, the time that they're on duty, the area, all that sort of thing. It is. It's scheduled. It's literally scheduled. I didn't know anything about it. My guides told me that I had to deal with the situation where I was going to do an exorcism, and they said that I had to get the seals of Solomon, and they said that I had to use one of the. It's warm in here. Mm-hmm. Francis, can you?
And I'm on my DHEA, it's not me.
Okay. Anyway, they said that I was to make this specific seal of Solomon, which is a scorpion within a circle with certain symbols. And I said, okay. And I read the beginning of the book, and it said you had to purify yourself, and you had to go through all of these mastery of things that you had to do before you could even work with the seal of Solomon. And I said, well, how am I going to do this? I don't have time. I'm getting ready to do that exorcism in like 3 days. They said, don't worry about it. That's to psych you. Okay. And they said, now look up the schedule. So I looked up the schedule to use this particular Seal of Solomon. It's supposed to be like at Wednesday. You have to do it on Wednesday. It has to be like 6 p.m. You have to have parchment. You had to have black ink. and I had to create, I had to draw the seal on this parchment. And I had to invoke the name of the angel involved with it. And I took that parchment with me to the house where there was a demonic infestation, and I held it in my palm of my hand as I walked in, and it stopped. It just completely stopped. It just stopped everything.
And you went to get it about 3 p.m. on Wednesday, or whatever you said.
Well, I had to do it. I had to draw it.
You draw it that time.
At that particular
then
time.
Then the angel was in the seal.
Yeah, and then I used the seal when I went to the house. Actually, it was a trailer. When I went to the trailer and I walked in, it was heavy duty demonic. I mean, things were like crashing and all sorts of bad stuff. And I walked in the house, and I walked in at about 12 noon. And I had it in the palm of my hand, and I commanded everything to leave in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus Christ, and invoke this. And it ended. That was the end of it.
Wow.
It was huge. I mean, I got a copy of it here that I give out to people that have a lot of demonic stuff going on in their house, and then put it in the middle of their house, which you probably need. Carol, she needs one over here. Thank you. But it's very powerful, okay? But the whole thing is, it's man makes it so complex. Satan makes everything super complex, so you won't do it.
Confuses, too.
And confuses. Confusion, illusion,
frustration,
and fear. Fear. Great powers of Satan. So, I mean, there's so many tools and so many things you can use out there if you have a guide telling you do and how to do it. Yes?
I thought he tricked you too. Or the devil or Satan?
Confusion, illusion, and fear. Okay. They're all tricks. Absolutely. But your girls are still going to have to go through their tests. Sorry, but it won't be probably near as bad. Any other questions?
This has something to do along with the same numbers. The repetitive times when you're waking up.
3 a.m.?
The 444.
Never heard anything but 444.
Okay.
And certain numbers mean certain things to certain people. The 3 a.m. is where the dark side will awaken you at 3 a.m. there and about as a nod to the Trinity. Which I think is kind of interesting.
And isn't that about the time that their power first weakening after 3?
Yes,
three?
After 3. Absolutely.
So midnight to 3 is the
raging.
Zone.
Raging.
And you're saying that that's the opposite of when Jesus was crucified.
Which is, but it also knocks the Trinity, the number 3.
You say the dark side of our losing power 3 a.m.?
That's when they wake you up.
That's when they have the most power.
That's when they peak.
At 3.
And then after 3, they wane.
Okay, so
the real issue now is there.
Yeah, truly. Not well.
It starts building at 12. Though.
Yeah. Well, actually, it builds from 6.
From 6 p.m.
6 p.m. to 3 a.m.
And then say if 3 o'clock is the ultimate energy, maybe that's what the patient is. And that's what it's like. Isn't that?
No, it's not that at all. Because they start gaining energy and power from 6 p.m. all the way to. They're actually peaking out at 12, but they start losing power after 3. 3 is a knock of the Trinity. They wake you up. It's a way of slamming the Trinity.
Is that why I also like the 3 subtractions?
Yes.
So what does 1 do?
1 commands. There you go. And you command. It's not a... Look, if I were to protect all of you, you wouldn't learn a thing, would you?
No.
So it's not my job to protect you. It's my job to teach you how to protect yourself. That's what a teacher does. Is it my responsibility that you take it and use it?
No, we learn that tonight.
Okay.
We go learn that tonight.
And it does work.
Yes, it does. I don't teach you things that don't work. I try to teach you practical information that you can take home with you, and you get into a bind, you'll know what to do, hopefully. Maybe.
Like I told you about the that coming to me in the dream of the nightmare, and I couldn't wake myself out of it until I said, in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. And then, bam, I was awake.
That's what you have to do. You have to start using it in your life. We are here to live a spiritual life, okay? But we have to live the spiritual life in human environment. Okay? That's why it needs to be practical. I don't want you out here woo-woo doing weird stuff. Okay? You're not here to invite the dark side in. You are here to protect yourself and teach your loved ones how to do the same thing. That's another thing, too. On the lifting. For any of you that need the lifting, Carol has copies of the lifting. We'll give it to you. But you need to know that you cannot perpetually protect your family by the use of the lifting. They have to take their own personal responsibility. Now, you can do it for them while they are under your roof. But when they walk outside, they're on their own. And that's pretty much for your protection. But you have to let them protect themselves. That's what this is all about. Yes?
What about when you're sound asleep and you wake up because somebody called your name?
That's usually a spirit.
It happens a lot.
You've got a spirit that's trying to get your attention. Is it male or female?
Female.
Have you asked who it was?
It sounds sometimes like my mother.
Okay. She may... Have you got her into the light? Do you know if she's in the light?
Oh, I'm sure she is.
No, no, no. Do you know she's in the light?
She wasn't in when she was alive.
Well, what I'm saying to you, have you had a dream about her?
No, I don't dream of her.
You need to get her into the light. Because a person is good, because they are religious, because they believe in God and Christ and all that sort of thing, does not mean they went into the light. She may not even know she has passed. There is no time. There's nothing. And she may be calling your name because she needs help. Ask Carol. She'll give you a prayer to help her into the light, okay? Please don't ever assume anything. Yes?
What does dreaming about them mean?
If you have a dream and they come to you and they are vibrant and they're youthful and they look wonderful, you know they're in the light. If you don't have, yes, to her, yes.
Oh, thank you.
If you don't have dreams about them, that may be because they're stuck, earthbound. Or if you have dreams that they are in misery and they look bad, that means they have not gone into the light. Very simple.
And once they go into the light, the dreams start coming usually.
Yeah, then they're okay. And the weird thing about it is you feel comfortable about them. The morning isn't there. It's not bad. It's there a little bit because you miss their presence, but it's not nagging you. You don't worry about them.
If you had the 3 o'clock workout call,
immediately I would command them to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Or I would ask the Archangel Michael and their legions to take all demonic out of my house and property and take them into protected sanctuary in the name of Jesus Christ. Depend upon how sleepy I was.
continuing the next night and
no.
Future?
No. As necessary.
Well, what good is it at that point? They're already waking. They're already awake.
Then the next night, you're
well, they're not possessing you, are they? They can do that, given time. You want to take that risk? I don't think so.
I'd rather if you were a person that had this on a regular basis, I would think you'd want to stop.
Nothing stops permanently.
You send them in the sanctuary?
Yeah, you could do that. You put a ring of salt around your bed. Well, that helps. That does give you protection. It really does. The pentagram gives you protection. I'm going to relate this one more time because the archangel Raphael delivered the pentagram, which is the five-pointed star in the circle, to King Solomon so that he would have absolute authority over the demonic. Now, witches have used the pentagram for their own protection, and people have associated witchcraft with pentagrams. I'm sorry, the pentagram way outdates witchcraft. Okay? If you're having those kinds of problems, you need to have a pentagram with a silver pentagram with a silver cross, the two together. And if somebody says you're a witch, tell them they're ignorant. Well, you can't wear it any other way unless you make a pentagram with the point of pins. And then you know they're actually a real witch with an upside down pentagram that's probably a Satanist, because that does represent Satanist, which is a pointed, the right pointed upward, that's good. Downward, that's inverted. Like, that's like taking the cross and inverting it.
So you're saying the pentagram's got to be the point?
Yes.
That's the triangle you were talking about.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I understand that. But I do have a question. I normally stay up late, around that time. But what should you do whenever you get the feeling, like whenever I walk down my hall or if I'm sitting out on my back deck, I get an all of a sudden feeling something's behind me?
Probably the something lifting is.
Yeah. And I kind of just want to run and jump on my bed.
There's one of two things that are happening. Either it's a spirit that's either come into your house or came with your house or came with the property, and or it can be a very bad event that happened within the house or within the property in that location.
Well, I live by a Civil War marking.
You live by what?
The Reed's Bridge Civil War marking in Jacksonville.
Oh,
like two streets from it.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Because I've caught things from the corner of my eye, and I thought it was my dad, and I had turned, and a black thing just shot into the wall.
The lifting?
You need to do the lifting on a daily basis on you, the house, the property, all that you have domain over. And I would put into place for your own safety, and you probably don't know about this, but you will now. Okay, you put into effect, you ask the Band of Mercy to put in effect a floating sanctuary around you, your house, your property, and ask that it be perpetually cleansed and whatever is needed for it to be put into that sanctuary, and ask for it to be put in place in the name of Jesus Christ for whatever time is deemed appropriate through God. When you're living in those kind of battlegrounds, old battlegrounds, Civil War stuff, all that, there's a lot of spirits that are stuck there. There's a lot that are earthbound. And you're going to have a lot of trouble if you don't start taking care of that. Yes?
My sister lives in New York, but she and I are very, very close. And for years, we have talked about living with the shadow people.
Yeah.
But it's not a fearful thing. Maybe we've just gotten used to it.
Well, spirits are okay. They're not bad, necessarily. Some of them are pretty decent folks. We're all going to be spirits. Okay? their kids that are all different ages, it doesn't mean that they're bad. The demonic, that's a whole different ballgame. They are bad. But I think as human beings, spiritual human beings, if you have the knowledge to help people get redeemed back to God rather than to be earthbound, it is your responsibility as a spiritual human being to do that, if you're knowledgeable. Because you wouldn't want to be stuck here, would you?
No.
Wouldn't you want someone to help you? Well, you're going to be in their position someday.
There's an awful lot that need help, yeah.
2/3 of the population. Yeah, there is a lot. We need to fill up the heavens. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, so 7 days.
Yeah.
5 days.
Why are shadow people darker than dark? Is it because they're absorbing energy out of your brain?
I don't think that's what she means by that.
The typical shadow person.
Explain to him.
They're dark. They're darker than
the demonic are dark. They're black.
How do they do that? Is it just they absorbing
energy? It's an absence of light.
Absence
of light.
Like a black hole.
Yeah, like a black hole. There's black mists that have been reported along with the demonic. But it's always an absence of light. Now, when I was a little kid, I called spirits shadow people. But they weren't black. They were just... And then there were people that I called shadow people because it's like their soul wasn't there. And there was a lot of those in New York. They're hollowed out, and they're very... I don't know if it's drugs, or, and I'm not sure if they're alive or what, but I saw a lot of them walking down the streets. Did you ever see those? No? Well, it's been me. I see all kinds of weird stuff. Okay, any last-minute questions? We're going to do the circle.
One last question.
Yes.
Like when the demonic entities, they seem to try to make themselves something that's more appealing, like a person. Can they fully form like a person, like a spirit would be, or is there always something off about that?
The demonic, when they have been seen as people, they have been reported, and this is really odd, they have been reported having a plaid shirt, red plaid shirt, with bibbed overalls, looking very weird. Yeah. Not really fat, though. But that's been the report. I don't know.
Because what's in our house, it never has eyes. It's black there. It will look like a girl.
Is it hooded?
No.
Oh, it's a girl?
It's always a girl, either young or older, depending on who it's showing itself to.
I had one case where there was three. And older. Older, medium, and young. Like that. But that was in relationship with something else. UFO related and phenomena. They work together. Phenomena and UFO happenings work together. They work in tandem.
Are you referring to the black children?
Kind of, sort of.
Is that really a urban myth?
I think there's more to it. Well, there's a demonic point to them. There's a spin to them. There's a demonic spin to them. We have to have another session, won't we? Yeah, okay. Well, I did want to scare you guys all at one time. But I like doing it in segments. Yeah. Okay. Circle.